Unfortunately, here we are at the beginning of the tourist season for 2026 this weekend, and Éiscéireann still hasn't put the infrastructure in place to make sure that that Elangola has a water supply. The idea that Éiscéireann keeps writing back to me and telling me there's a water supply in the island, which means a tanker which lies empty on the pier in Elangola, is not acceptable. Our island community deserves better. Our island community has worked really, really hard to make sure that their people are now starting to return back onto the island after being forced off the island due to government policy over many, many years. And the idea that we now don't have water on the island is not acceptable for the island community and the tourist season, which has now started this weekend. There's great work being done at the moment. We have internet now on the island, but yet we don't have any water on the island. I keep writing to Éiscéireann every week, and the same reply is that they are looking into it and they're working towards it. They had ample time to carry out this much needed work. We have been telling Éiscéireann for a very long time, for a number of years now, that the infrastructure that was in place wasn't adequate and it kept breaking, which left the island community without water for long periods of time. But here we are now, a year on, and Éiscéireann and the government has not taken the steps that is needed. And the question needs to be asked of the government, who is responsible at the end of the day for Éiscéireann, why are they neglecting our island community? Why do they feel that Donegal and the island community are not important enough for them? And that is not acceptable. Well, this is hugely significant in the fact that the island community rents out their houses. They love to see visitors coming from around the world. People may be retracing their original roots from their ancestors, need that be from Olabin or Sassin or Stetintia, Smilifahatrash, Nawala, and find where their great-grandparents or their grandparents or the mothers or fathers or their relations came from, and they like to stay on the island and engage. Like, there's a huge, huge welcome for anybody that comes to the island. We have Saba, which does daily runs in and out to Elangola, and we have the shop at Bagwood Adi Joe. So there's a lot going on the island, but there won't be unless we have water. We won't have the clean running water so people can drink water, so people can cook, so people can wash. You know, the essential basics is water, which is a human right, and the government has chosen not to carry out the works that is needed as quick as it should have been carried out.